Oh, I'm sorry. Margaret's back. Yeah. We're actually just on our way to see you at the station. We have no, we have no minutes left. The bus comes in 6 minutes. Can you do it in 1 minute?
And I just came from the station, you know, thinking anyway. And so people who just arrived, I was at the station putting the finishing touches on a national special on Mumia Abu-Jamal. And so I missed the discussion. I don't even know if this is appropriate to raise now, but people are leaving to, you know, for the evening. And the Pacifica Board, as well as the KPFK LSB, have both passed resolutions supporting a new trial for Mumia Abu-Jamal. I mean, I think it's fine when we talk about race and racism and the divisions among us, but I think it also comes down to taking some practical actions together. So I'm very pleased and delighted that Pacifica National Board has taken that important position, and a number of members, if not most of the members of the Pacifica National Board, have also signed on to a journalist's letter in support of Mumia. But I'm hoping that as Pacifica, and Greg, this is also for your ears, that we could take the next step. Right now, we don't like to dictate to stations what they carry and what they don't carry, and I certainly agree with that. I do know that when there are hearings in Congress, et cetera, myself and Sonali and others are usually preempted so we could hear what the esteemed members of Congress, and I use esteemed in quotes, have to say. So I'm hoping that given the fact that we're waiting now for a three-panel judge to rule on Mumia, and literally his life is hanging right now, that Pacifica, given the resolutions and given what is going on, will make the step to, in the strongest possible way, urge the stations to carry the show on Mumia, and I don't mean at midnight or at 2 in the morning or at 1 in the afternoon, but really at times that will, you know, serve the role in the Pacifica Foundation of educating the public. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and Mumia himself has granted a rare interview to Pacifica for this. I mean, when was the last time that happened? So we should be very proud as Pacifica. And Greg, before leaving this evening, I just wanted to raise that and get your response and any other response or suggestions from other members of the board.
I'd be proud to carry that message and will.
And with that, we're going to adjourn for the evening. We'll be back here bright and yes, Savannah?
Tomorrow's schedule.
Do you
think that we're about on schedule?
Yes. Okay. I think on Sunday we'll have to truncate some of the action items for exec session because we're not going to get that done in that time. But we'll see you all here bright and early tomorrow, 9 p.m. I hope you guys enjoy the trip to the station and everything at the archive.
If I could briefly just say also that actually, Margaret... if I could just take 10 seconds, say, Margaret, the four program directors here have told me they'll be carrying it at a decent hour. The four program directors present here have told me they'll be carrying the program at a decent hour.
Will all members please take their Manila folders with them? Everybody should take the Manila folders that were distributed earlier today, and please look at that material. Thank you. There are several people asking me urgently to speak, but we've gone 15 minutes beyond. I want to suggest, particularly because we're not really dealing with anything we're going to act on, that maybe we take the affiliate director's report first, and then if we have the stamina, we can return to this. Is that acceptable to everybody? I'm not going to do it if it's not. Does that include the people who are asking to speak? Okay.